英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文了，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
哎，给大家问声好啊，这新一周的直播又开始了，周一呢，好心情从读美文开始。今天我们带来一篇名家名作，好久没有和大家分享 classic novels.
Yeah, today's story is really a classic. It's written by
O. Henry.
Oh yeah, yeah. I always forget if it's O. Henry or Henry O. It's because like usually last names in my country are abbreviated with letter. Mm. So, but this guy, he has like something different. And so does his stories.
O. Henry, O. 亨利，一这个名字一说出来，真是如雷贯耳哈、啊！咱们中国的朋友们、读者朋友们，那是一点都不陌生了。美国的短篇小说家，也是美国现代短篇小说的创始人。他的最有名的一篇小说，我们读过的就是《麦琪的礼物》。啊，包括还有的同学喜欢的，读过《警察与赞美诗》，最后一片叶子，二十年后，等等等等。他和契诃夫和莫泊桑呢，是并列为世界三大短篇小说的巨匠了。那今天这篇小说，有的同学肯定看过了，但是呢，很多人还没看过，我们就和大家一起来鉴赏鉴赏。啊，名字叫做
Witch's Loaves.
对，叫巫婆的面包。
Yeah.
但是呢，我们觉得这个名字好像也不是特别的译文啊，不是特别的能够表现它的意思，所以我们就发现网络上有一些版本叫做陈面包，或者是叫做多情的面包。
I mean, I can understand that, because like if you read Witch's Loaves, then you think about bread full with bugs or something, or full with likePoison or a green bread with purple inside that is like sticky and rotten or something. So yeah, I can understand why people like to change the name.
要么说人家给自己的小说定名叫做巫婆的面包呢，我们可以自己用自己的理解啊去 get 一下。好，我们来说说这个故事是讲了什么。
Well, this story is about a woman called Miss Martha Meekham, and she was a baker.And like, in the old days, people used to make bread like very early in the morning and put it out there like to present. Now, that was fresh bread, of course. But what did they do with the old bread, the stale bread? They also sold that because they didn't want to spill any like food because food was still scarce, you know?
面包店的一位女老板啊 ,Martha 小姐啊。喜欢上了一位常来买面包的顾客，叫日久生情。他每次呢，只买两片干面包，其他的都不买。哎，这位 Master 小姐啊，就觉得说，哟，他是不是一个生活比较落魄、比较拮据的艺术家呢
？Yeah, like the artist who comes there like almost every day, he only buys 2 loaves of stale bread, and she secretly really likes that artist, so she thinks.Why, the poor man, he has not enough money, probably, to buy, like, my real fresh bread, or my pies, my pastries. He must be dying of hunger.
对你特别关注的人呢，通常人都会生出一些同情之心啊。所以有了这同情心以后啊，这个玛莎小姐啊，就打算要悄悄地去帮帮忙。
Yeah, she wants to really help him. She really wants to 帮他忙。
哎，就想帮他的忙了。
She really wants to help him by giving him a very delicious present, she thinks.
我们读着这个故事啊，读着读着我们会觉得这可能是一个 beautiful love story, 我们以为会是一个啊，把读者呢带入到一个美丽的爱情故事的期盼当中了，因为 O. Henry 他用了一些非常幽默轻松的心理细节的描写，这是他所擅长的。
Yeah, when I started reading this story, I thought, oh, again, such a slimy, romanticLove story with a happy end.
是啊，我们都以为这是一个较比俗套的爱情故事，没想到在结尾的地方，主人公的命运是陡然的逆转了。本来以为是一个 good love.
Yeah, like originally it was like looking like a very, very romantic story about a very sweet woman who really wants to do something very nice to the one she loves.But then, she unknowingly makes a terrible mistake and her kindness actually backfires.
是，哎，又在意料之外呢，又在情理之中的啊，这个结尾。我们今儿要一起好好来欣赏一下 O. Henry 的短篇。 其实这个故事呢，Julie老师写了一个非常非常好的一个主题的概括啊，叫 Sometimes kindness backfires.
Yeah, that means that sometimes you can do something for another person and you think that you're doing the right thing. You think you are helping that person or you are really just being a very good friend or even lover to that person. But that person actually really doesn't need your help or your love or kindness. On contrary, you actually caused him or her great problems. And that is what it means. Kindness backfires.
有一个，这是一篇极其有趣的篇章啊，我们就不多剧透了。接下来就带领大家一起来进入到今天的短篇阅读。
Witches' loaves. Miss Martha Meacham kept the little bakery on the corner, the one where you go up 3 steps and the bell tinkles when you open the door. Miss Martha was 40. She had 2 false teeth and a sympathetic heart. 2 or 3 times a week an interesting customer came in. He was middle-aged, wearing spectacles and a brown beard trimmed carefully.He spoke English with a strong German accent. His clothes were worn and darned in places and wrinkled and baggy in the others. But he looked neat and had very good manners. He always brought 2 loaves of stale bread. Fresh bread was 5 cents a loaf. Stale ones were 2 for 5. Never did he want anything else but stale bread.Once Miss Martha saw red and brown paint stains on his fingers. She was sure, therefore, that he was an artist and very poor. No doubt he lived in a garret where he painted pictures and ate stale bread and dreamed of the good things to eat in her bakery. Often, when Miss Martha sat down to her chops and lit rolls and jam and tea, she would sigh.And wish that the gentle-mannered artist would share her tasty meal instead of eating his dry crust in that droughty attic. Ugh. Often, when he came in to buy his bread, he would chat for a while across the showcase with her. He seemed to like Miss Martha's cheerful words. She couldn't help think about him all the time. How gentle and kindly his eyes shone behind his spectacles. What a broad brow he had. And poor thing, to only live on stale bread. Ugh.
对于我们学习者来说呢，这个故事结不结尾，怎么结尾，其实并没有那么重要。重要的是我们来看看他是怎么写的啊，名家是怎么来铺成篇章的。
Miss Martha Meacham kept a little bakery on the corner.The one where you go up 3 steps, and the bell tinkles when you open the door.
哎呀，这个小说家就上来就交代清楚了，时间、地点、人物，我们的 Martha Meacham, 玛莎·米查姆女士。她在哪儿呢 ?Kept a little bakery. Bakery 就是街边的小面包店。
Yeah, in China you have them too. Like, I don't know if you know...
维多美。
Yeah, 维多美啊，好利来。
好利来。
I think 好利来 is my favorite.
好，就是这种 bakery, 哈，这个欧洲的街道上肯定这种大街小巷都有了。
Yeah, definitely. In my country, Holland,we also really have that everywhere because people eat a lot of bread.
走过街头的时候啊，你会闻到那个面包店里飘出来的面包的香味啊，都觉得生活多美好啊。
Yeah, every time you smell fresh baked bread on the street, then your day is good, you know?
真的，这一天都美好起来了哈，我们都是有颗吃货的心。那括号里介绍了是一个什么样的小面包店呢？就是那种 when you go up 3 steps, 啊，门口有3阶台阶。
Yeah, so it's a little stairs leading up to the entrance, and the bell tinkles when you open the door. So above the door is a little bell, and then if you open it, you hear ding-a-ling-ling,Like, then the baker knows that a customer is coming in.
客户进门的时候呢，就会有铃铛响起的那种小店啊，来人了就叮铃铃响一下，确实是小店。
Miss Martha was 40. She had 2 false teeth and a sympathetic heart.
3种特色，介绍一个人物，勾勒一个人物。第一，她已经40岁了。
Yeah.
第二，她有2颗假牙。 two false teeth. 第三，他有一颗 sympathetic heart. 他拥有一颗呀同情心。
Yeah, if someone has a sympathetic heart, then that person is very kind and empathic. That means that that person can really think about how another person could feel, like really like put herself into the position of other people.
对，他有一个同情心啊，这还是不错的，说明啊是一个比较善良的人。
Now, two or three times a week, an interesting customer came in.
每什么？
每周
two or three times 都有两三次、
yeah.
每周有两三次有一位非常有趣的客人都会来到小店里
He was a middle-aged man wearing spectacles and a brown beard trimmed carefully、
哎、首先得看脸、啊、得看年纪他呢是一个中年左右的一个男子吧、啊、middle-aged man 戴着一副眼镜 spectacles 眼镜、
yeah. Spectacles is another word for glasses, but spectacles are nowadays only used to say like for a very fancy kind of old-fashioned style of glasses.
Oh, 是那种 old, fancy style.
Yeah, usually like with a wire on it, so you can hang the glasses around your neck too.
啊、哦，就那种就是边上还带着链儿啊、
yeah.
链条的那种眼镜比较精致吧比较复古叫 spectacles。同时他有棕色的胡须 brown beard。
And that was trimmed carefully.
Trim, 就是精心的修剪过。
Yeah, if something is trimmed, then it's very, like, nice cut. It looks very tidy and very neat.
啊，一看就是比较清新的。不像现在网络用语说是油腻的，一点都不油腻，反而是非常的清新。啊，外表就给人一种好感。
He spoke English with a strong German accent.
这人得开口说话吧。说英语的时候呢，带着非常浓重的德国口音。Strong German accent.
His clothes were worn and darned in places, and wrinkled and baggy in others.
哎，你看这外表这么整洁吧，可是穿的衣服呢，却不是特别好。
Yeah, he really doesn't wear like very neat
高级的衣服。
Yeah, expensive clothes.
你看他的衣服都已经 warm, 就是旧了。
Yeah, it's very old and damaged because it's worn a lot.
然后 darned, 还各种织补着打着补丁 in places, 到处都是补丁。
Yeah, a piece of clothing that is darned, that is repaired a lot of times, like it has a lot of stitches everywhere and like a lot of patches.
嗯，大家来见识一下这些小词了啊，生活中是不一定能遇到的。好，后面还有 and,
Wrinkled.
又是什么皱皱巴巴的
Yeah, so he did not iron it for a while, I think. And baggy in others.
松松垮垮的
Yeah.
好像现在流行的这个服装
Yeah.
现在年轻人喜欢的衣服
It seems a bit like a boyfriend's jeans, you know? Like the baggy pants.
你知道这个牛仔裤上都要剪几个洞啊这样、
yeah.
穿着昨天还有一个朋友呢整个牛仔裤那大腿全露在外面都是空的我以为我说你这个你这太凉快了已经哈太凉快了。
But he looked neat and had very good manners.
哎但是他整个人呢看上去非常的 neat, 很整洁。啊人也很有风度 had very good manners.
啊、yeah.
这女生就容易被这样的男生
Oh, definitely.
多看两眼，至少是吸引。
Such a man with good manners and who looks neat and carefully taken care of.
对。
That one definitely gets some interest of women.
有风度，有教养，有礼貌的人，谁都喜欢。
Yeah. He always bought two loaves of stale bread.
要么说每次会注意到他呢。他每次来购物的习惯是什么呢？他总是会买两个 stale bread.Stale 就是陈腐的不新鲜的
Yeah, stale food such as bread that is just old. You can still eat it, but it's not fresh.
可能就不是当天早上烘焙出来的
yeah,
也许是昨天晚上
Yeah, yesterday it's made or even the day before maybe.
对，所以我们中文把这个叫做陈面包、嗯、他每次来都买这种面包
Fresh bread was 5 cents a loaf.
5 cents, 五美分一个 loaf 就是一个长面包条叫 loaf 新鲜的面包是五美分一个
stale ones were 2 for 5
陈旧的面包呢是五美分两个
never did he want anything else but steal bread.
你看 never did he do something. 他从来不做什么事儿只做什么事儿 but something.
Yeah, never did he want anything else but steal bread. So anything else but you can use for a lot of other things. It's like a固定搭配。
对，一个句型 ,not but, 没有而是，从来就不买什么新鲜面包，他只买陈面包。
Once, Miss Martha saw red and brown paint stains on his fingers.
诶，有那么一次，玛莎小姐呀，她观察得非常的仔细，她就看见了 red and brown paint stains, 红色的和棕色的一些油漆的那个漆渍。Stains, 留下的那个污渍吧漆渍
yes.
在他的手指上。
Yes, spots, imagine if you are like drawing a painting, like painting something, then naturally there will be paint on your hands.
哎，我们都说女性嘛女人吧哈、心细如尘像尘土一样的细致非常的 sensitive。
Yeah.
非常的 observative.
Yeah, she really observed him, analyzed him because she was so interested in him.
对，因为她对这个人呢有点感兴趣，所以呢她才观察他，就发现，诶，这个手指上怎么会有些红褐色的漆渍呢？就是推断他的职业。
Yeah, she was sure, therefore, that he was an artist and very poor.
也就这么歪打正着，她就觉得呀，她很确信。这对方呢就是一个穷困潦倒的画家。
No doubt, he lived in a garret, where he painted pictures and ate stale bread and dreamed of the good things to eat in her bakery.
好，就顺着自己的这个 imagination,
yeah.
一幅图画就这么栩栩如生的出现了。
I mean, it is a bit of a stereotypical cliché picture of the poor artist, right? They sit in an attic that is like leaking and like very like creaky and stuff, and they are like eating only like leftovers and they are very poor, and then they are painting because they only live to make art.
就说人的这种想象力啊和人这个同情心啊它一旦结合起来以后这脑子里的画面啊那就是一幅接一幅的跟拍电影似的就停不下来了。毫无疑问他一定住在一个阁楼上啊 garret.
Yeah, a garret is like a place like a very like low quality to live in. Like, not, it's very damp and like very fallen and it's not new anymore.
那种破破烂烂的阁楼上他一定住在那儿。同时呢他还 一边画画一边啃着这个陈面包。He painted pictures and ate stale bread. 好可怜哈。And dreamed of the good things to eat in her bakery. 然后梦想着能够在他的面包店里吃顿好的。啊
yeah.
这全部是他的一种 sus.
It's her sus.Like her imagination and her feelings, her assumption that he is doing this.
对，这一切推测有依据吗？有依据啊，因为我看见他的 brown, red stains 了，我看到了。
Yeah.
但是你说他没依据吗？他也没依据，你也不知道人家是什么，在做什么。
Often, when Miss Martha sat down to her chops and light rolls and jam and tea, she would sigh and wish...that the gentle-mannered artist would share her tasty meal instead of eating his dry crust in the draughty attic.
不仅是想象对方的处境有多难，玛莎小姐每次自己啊在吃香喝辣的时候，都还想着这对方过的日子多么的可怜啊。Once when Miss Martha sat down, 坐下来，喝着小茶，吃着精致的排骨 ,to her chops, 排骨。
Yeah, chops that are like pieces of meat and usually lamb, like lamb chops, that is like a typical food to eat.
是吃着她的小串然后啊吃着她的面包果酱卷儿 ,light rolls, 面包卷儿 with jam.
Yeah, it's very, very English, like rolls with jam, like, and tea, that is very, very British English.
哎，喝着他的小茶的时候，过着他那精致的生活的时候，他都会叹口气 ,sigh.
And wish that the gentle-mannered artist would share her tasty meal.Instead of eating his dry crust in that draughty attic.
你看美食也都有了就差有个人来跟他一起分享这此刻的美景和美食。 哎，就希望啊，就期待呀、啊。这么一个温文尔雅的画家，看这个翻译很好 ，gentle-mannered， 温文尔雅的艺术家。
Yeah, he was really a gentle man. Gentle-mannered,
温文尔雅的画家，能够 share her tasty meal， 能够跟他共享美味佳肴，而不是 eating his dry crust， 回到他那个。什么四面漏风的阁楼里
Yeah, crust is like the outer part of a bread. It's like very crunchy and very like tasty. Some people say it's the best part of the bread and I agree.
I agree too. Crust 就是那个面包干的那个皮外边最硬的那一层啊，有的人特别不喜欢吃、
yes.
有的人特别喜欢吃
Usually kids, they really don't like the crust.
因为太硬了
Yeah, it's too hard, so they leave it.
但是我喜欢吃、yeah. 我喜欢吃那个烤干的那个也很好吃
Oh, okay, okay.
好然后是吃货哈、eating his dry crust in that
draughty attic、
啊、这个叫 drafty 叫 drafty attic、啊、就是那种什么到处都透着风的有穿堂风的那个 attic 阁楼里
Yeah, it's very very damp and very moist and wind can enter there so it's really not such a healthy place to live in
对、啊、这个场景大家其实也都能够感受到吧、啊、同学们的评论就是说面包店老板有一颗少女心啊 ，Monica 说：“情不知所起，一往而深。”哎，这个评论的很好，就是这个感觉。哎呀，就是看到一个自己觉得还比较有好感的人，但是又觉得他过着很可怜的生活。
Yeah, she's a bit lonely, I think.
其实也是这老也是因为他自己呀、啊，比较的孤独，
yeah.
比较的闲，所以呢，心里呀、啊、就想有一个寄托。哎呀。就觉得这真可怜啊！要是能跟我一起共享这美味佳肴就好了。
Often, when he came in to buy his bread, he would chat for a while across the showcase with her.
好，我们来看这位顾客买面包的时候是什么样的反应呢？通常他会进来买他的面包，然后呢，隔着这个 he would chat for a while across the showcase. Showcase.就是那个陈列柜。
Yeah, you all know that, like, the place in a bakery where you can buy, like, also, like, little, like, pastries that are, like, usually in the fridge or yogurts or, like, anything that has to be kept cool. That is all in a showcase. So you can see it and, like, look at it from a glass window.
很漂亮的那个。
Yeah.
面包蛋糕的一个陈列柜哈。
Yeah.
里面有各种的甜点啊。就隔着这个陈列柜上呢他们会聊一会儿啊 chat for a while.
He seemed to like Miss Martha's cheerful words.
好，这里有个词叫 seem to， 就是看上去。
Yeah, it looked like it that he really was appreciating Miss Martha's kind words and like just enjoyed talking to her.
对，看上去呢，他特别喜欢啊玛莎女士的那些令人愉快的谈话方式。注意，只是看上去，因为你不是那个人，所以你不知道。他真的是喜欢还是不喜欢还是只是为了客气所以 He seemed to like Miss Martha's cheerful words
She couldn't help thinking about him all the time
只要心里一有这样的说法想法哎呀那个人是不是喜欢我然后这个 She couldn't help thinking about him all the time 他就完全情不自禁的就开始时时刻刻都会想到对方了
How gentle and kindly his eyes shone behind his spectacles.
好，少女心的一段描述哈。
Yeah, it's just like a little girl who falls in love suddenly.
对呀、啊，少女心啊，真的，你说这个名家的文章真的也不难啊，但是写的又很贴近生活。有人说了，脑补的画面不敢看。脑补是如今很流行的一个词哈，尤其是这个互联网时代。好，我们来看玛莎女士想到的是什么呢？想到她那温柔的目光啊 ，he gentle and kindly in his eyes， 她的目光是这么的温柔，这么的和善 ，shone behind his spectacles。
Yeah, so if eyes shine, then they're very bright and they're very happy and cheerful. Some people have that naturally, like people are very like active and like curious and very alive they have like very shining eyes
有的人生来他就是目光透着温柔和透着柔和的
yeah
玛莎就觉得说，哎呀，她的双眼啊，透过那个镜片的镜片闪烁着的那个目光是多么的温柔，是多么的和善啊，就情不自禁的开始想。
What a broad brow he had.
他的眉真宽呢。Broad 是宽阔的。Brow.
Yeah, brow is short for eyebrow. So, like, you can say someone's brows are, like, broad or thin or not there or a bit weird. That is, like, another word for eyebrow.
这两句话综合起来，可能那意思就是说真帅啊。
Yeah. She thinks it's very, very attractive.
Attractive and good looking guy. What a good looking guy. 他就心里就觉得好帅啊。
And poor thing to only live on stale bread.
但是又真可怜。每天呢只能靠着吃这些面包度日。To live on stale bread. Live on. 靠什么度日、啊
yeah.
吃着什么度日。
Yeah, it's very, very terrible, she thought.
人是个不错的人，可是这生活过得确实是太惨淡了一点。啊，他心里就这么琢磨着。
He kept on buying stale bread, never a cake, never a pie. She thought he began to look thinner and discouraged. Her heart longed to add something good to eat to his meager purchase, but she knew the pride of artists. One day, the customer came in as usual, laid his nickel on the showcase, and called for his stale loaves. While Miss Martha was reaching for them, there was a great noise coming from outside. The customer hurried to the door to look what happened, as anyone would have done. Suddenly inspired, Miss Martha seized the opportunity. On the bottom shelf, behind the counter, was a pound of fresh butter.With a bread knife, Miss Martha made a deep slash in each of the stale loaves, inserted a generous quantity of butter, and pressed the loaves tight again. When the customer turned once more, she was tying the paper around them. When he left, after an unusually pleasant little chat, Miss Martha smiled to herself, her heart pounding.For a long time that day, her mind dwelt on the subject. She imagined the scene when he would discover her little deception. He would slice into a loaf and, Miss Martha blushed. Would he think of the hand that placed it there as he ate it? The front doorbell jangled viciously. Somebody wanted to come in, making a lot of noise. Miss Martha hurried to the door. Two men were there. One was a young man smoking a pipe, a man she had never seen before. The other...was her artist.
别看大家在这个直播间聊天室里哈、好像都有各自的认识，其实想想，如果你是玛莎女士的话，没准你的想法和她是一样的。
Yeah, mine probably would be, like, I would be exactly like Miss Martha.
对呀、朱迪老师说她可能就会像玛莎一样，那我觉得我也有可能会像玛莎一样、
yeah.
因为我们都是玛莎。
Yeah, everyone has a little Martha in them. Like, you always, like, try to figure out, like, what another person, especially a person who you care for, how that person is doing, and, like, if you can help that person, and you worry about that person.
是的，所以说都有一种什么同情或者是照顾的这种心情，是吧？好，日子就一天天过去了，我们来看后面的发展。
He kept on buying stale bread.
他还是每天只买成面包。
Never a cake, never a pie.
也不买蛋糕，也不买馅饼。
She thought he began to look thinner and discouraged.
他觉得呀，玛莎女士就觉得，你瞧瞧，哎呀，吃得这么差，人都瘦了哈、人都日益消瘦了，也日益消沉了 ，discouraged。你看他的这个想法啊，
yeah, he,
就把自己的想法就
，he was less happy probably, like he was like not so bold and like self confident anymore. He just looked a bit discouraged.、
有可能的，对方生活里确实是遇到些什么事情，但是玛莎就觉得她能感觉到。日益消瘦了，又日益消沉了，肯定就是因为没吃好。
Really like a mother, a little bit.
对，有点像当妈的这样哈。
Her heart longed to add something good to eat to his meager purchase, but she knew the pride of artists.
好，她内心里呢 ，long to 就这个词用的非常好，就是极度的渴望，
yeah.
已经盼着要怎么怎么样了。来，加上一点好的给他吃。加点好的 add something good to eat to his 在他的这个可怜巴巴的每次这个购买上面 meager purchase。
But she knew the pride of artists.
对。
So, like, she knew that the guy was probably a bit 骄傲 like, because he was an artist.
艺术家都得有点傲、哦、就得有点那个。
Yeah. They have to be a little bit too sort of confident, you know? Like, they have to be a little bit proud of what they do to really, like, survive in that job, I think.
对。
Because it's very, you have a lot of competition, and it's not easy to get your name there.
他知道艺术家呢都有自己的清高。都有自己的 pride of artists、
yeah.
所以呢他又不能说光明正大的说我多给你几个蛋糕这也不可能
No,
是不是
no, no, she could not just give him a cake or something because he would not accept that
但是他又特别想给他一些好吃的东西
One day, the customer came in as usual laid his nickel on the showcase and called for his stale loaves
好有一天这位顾客呢就像往常一样来到店里了直接把那五美分 nickel latest nickel on the showcase 放在了陈列柜上
Yeah, a nickel that is a coin that's about like 5 cents He called for your stale loaves
Call for 要、
yeah.
要买
Yeah, 我要买 stale loaves
我要买两个陈面包
While Miss Martha was reaching for them There was a great noise coming from outside
好Mr. Martha was reaching for them. 就是说正在去找面包的时候。
Yeah, she was stretching herself out to the top plank of her closet probably, and then she was reaching for the stale loaves.
这个 reach for 呢是伸手够的意思。啊她正在伸手够可能是一个面包架呀或什么的。哎突然间外边怎么传来一些很多的巨响和杂音。A great noise coming from outside.
The customer hurried to the door to look what happened, as anyone would have done.
突然间所有的人都围到门口去看热闹去了。
Yeah, of course, like everyone, if something happens in the street, you also go 看热闹。
对看热闹。这位老师都知道。
I would also do that, like I love to 看热闹。
我也要去看热闹。哎呦发生了什么事情。好然后这个顾客呢马上就 hurry to the door, 马上就到门口去 look what happened, 就是看热闹去了。
Suddenly inspired, Miss Martha seized the opportunity.
哎你瞧瞧这种话写得多好就几个小词 suddenly inspired, 突然间他有个念头闪现了。
Yeah.
突然间个念头。
Suddenly she had an idea. She suddenly was inspired.
突然间计上心来 ,Martha 就抓住了这个机会。
On the bottom shelf, behind the counter, was a pound of fresh butter.
就在 the bottom shelf.
Yeah, so the plank under the counter, so the lowest plank, it's like Yeah, just like a 柜子。
对一个柜子底架子柜子。
Yeah.
这下边这个底柜台后边的这个底架上面放着一磅 a pound of 新鲜的黄油 fresh butter.
Yeah. With a bread knife, Miss Martha made a deep slash in each of the stale loaves.
用她的面包刀 bread knife,玛莎呢是 made a deep slash 深深地切了一口叫 made a deep slash
Yeah, a slash that is like a cut especially when you make that with a knife then you slash like and if you do that really fast you're slashing a bread
对而且就是把这个陈面包啊就旁边和面包上深深地就斜切了一口你正面看不见嘛还斜切了一口
Inserted a generous quantity of butter and pressed the loaves tight again.
加入 inserted.
Yeah, she put in.
偷偷的就塞进去了好多好多呢 generous quantity, 非常慷慨的那个数量啊 generous quantity of butter. 哇给它塞了好多好多黄油进去然后呢紧紧的把那个面包压起来 press the loaf tight again. 从外表上你根本看不出来里边有黄油。
Yeah, from outside you could not see at all that there was butter inside, but There was a generous amount. And you know, in those times, I think this was like long time ago, like beginning of the century 1900 or something. Like, and butter was a very costly product, like only the rich people could afford butter and the poor people only with Christmas.
那当然，黄油也不说人人都能吃得起的，就在那个时代、
yeah.
是吧？你要五美分都能买两个纸面包的情况下，哎呦，这一切真是天衣无缝啊，行动的滴水不漏哈，行动结束了。
When the customer turned once more, she was tying the paper around them.
好。正在这位顾客转回身的时候 turned once more. She was tying the paper around him. Tying 就是什么
Yeah, she was using a rope and like she wrapped them up. So she was tying paper. She was wrapping up the bread.
她在用纸啊给这个面包打包啊、yeah. 打包好了你就拎走就行了。
When he left,After an unusually pleasant little chat, Miss Martha smiled to herself, her heart pounding.
毕竟做了这种事情，心跳速度还是要加快的。Her heart pounding.
Yeah, her heart was like boom, 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 boom.
心还在砰砰跳哈。而且他们还聊了一个不同寻常的天儿。After an unusual pleasant little chat. 聊了个不同寻常的天儿。然后呢他离开以后 Marsha 就自己露出了会心的微笑 smile to herself.
Yeah, she was really like, haha, I did this. Like, she was very nervous, of course, and she was very glad that she did this because, like, she finally gave him something very nice to eat, something very sweet, and maybe
对
he would think she was actually very sweet too.
对其实这样的一个举动呢对于他来说
yeah.
他觉得是了了他自己的一个心愿。是吧
yeah.
能够帮人家一把他觉得挺好的他觉得挺好的所以他觉得挺安心的
For a long time that day her mind dwelt on the subject
哎呀这一天当中啊有好长一段时间他这个思绪呢都停留在这件事情上 dwelled on 停留驻扎在这件事情上我们就可以理解为是这事儿啊萦绕在他脑海中很长一段时间
Yeah, if your mind dwells on something you spend a lot of time thinking about that so she could not really stop thinking about what she had done
他就在讲想说哎呀要是他发现了以后会怎么样呢会怎样呢是不是特别开心然后
Exactly, she kept on like thinking that like what will happen if he finds out like the bread has butter? She imagined the scene when he would discover her little deception.
肯定会发现的是不是 She imagined the scene. 哇就得想象这样的一个场景。想象力确实很发达。When he would discover her little deception, 发现他小小的善意的欺骗以后他会怎么样呢
Yeah, like deception that is likeA trick, like a little lie you tell to fool someone, that is a deception. But in this case, the whole act of Miss Martha is also called a deception. It's not really lying, but it's just not telling someone.
然后吧，这个剧本就停不下来了哈。他会不会把面包切成一小块一小块的呀
？He would slice into a loaf, and Miss Martha blushed.
就在这个时候想着想着啊会不会很精致的吃着这份黄油啊马上他脸都红了。
Would he think of the hand that placed it there as he ate?
那他会不会吃面包的时候会想到是谁的手帮他放了黄油的呢
?Would he, the front door bell jangled viciously.
那他会不会哎刚刚想到这里这个前门的这个铃声啊Jangled viciously. 啊这种用词就感觉大事不妙啊 Jangle, 拼命的响着 viciously 是有种邪恶的响着那种很急促的就响了。
Yeah, something that is done viciously is very violent and very loud, very like hard. So the doorbell was like doing ding-a-ling-a-ling, like super loud as if someone was really mad.
啊看上去就是个不太好的预兆。
Somebody wants to come in.
有人想要进来。
Making a lot of noise.
哎呀，又发出了很大的嘈杂的声音。
Miss Martha hurried to the door.
玛莎赶紧跑到门口。
Two men were there.
嘿，店里来了两个男人。
One was a young man smoking a pipe.
其中是一个年纪不大的年轻人 smoking a pipe, 嘴里是叼着烟斗。
A man she had never seen before.
这个人倒是从来没见过。
The other...was her artist.
而另外一个 不就是他满脑子里想的那位画家吗？
His face was very red. His hat was on the back of his head. His hair was weirdly rumpled. Don't cough, he shouted with extreme loudness, and then Toschendorfer, or something like that in German. The young man tried to draw him away. I will not go, he said angrily. You have ruined it, he cried, his blue eyes blazing behind his spectacles. I will tell you, you was von Medingsum, old cat. Miss Martha leaned weakly against the shelf. The young man took the other by the collar. Come on, he said. You've said enough. He dragged the angry customer out at the door to the sidewalk and then came back. Guess you ought to be told, ma'am, he said, what this row is about. That's Blumberger. He's an architectural draftsman. I work in the same office with him. He's been working hard for 3 months drawing a plan for the new city hall. It was a prize competition, you know. A draftsman always makes his drawing in pencil first. When it's done, he rubs out the pencil lines with handfuls of stale crumbs. That's better than India rubber. Blumberger's been buying the bread here. Well, today, well, you know, ma'am, that butter isn't, well, Blumberger's plan isn't good for anything now.
Yeah, his face was very red. His hat was on the back of his head. His hair was wildly rumpled.
哎呀，怎么会变成这个样子了？和以前的 neat 的形象是完全不一样。
He was very tidy and very neat, and now suddenly he looked bewildered.
你看 ，his head was on the back of his head， 帽子都戴到后脑勺了。头发呢是完全乱七八糟乱蓬蓬的 His hair was wildly 是狂野的叫 rumpled
Yeah, something that is rumpled is untidy So very 乱七八糟、
啊、乱七八糟的
Yeah
好然后接下来这段有很多的德语我们来考考 Judy 老师了
Yeah, Dutch is actually very close to German, you know So like the way they pronounce things are actually very similar、
嗯、
So this guy said Dummkopf
好这句话是什么意思
Dummkopf means stupid person.
哦就是笨蛋。
Yeah, 笨蛋。
我们好像感觉听到了某那个在叫喊他笨蛋。
He shouted with extreme loudness.
天哪一个温文尔雅的绅士竟然用了一种极其歇斯底里的叫声 with extreme loudness. 歇斯底里的喊道笨蛋。
And then, Tausendtonfer.Or something like it in German.
嗯，那是什么意思呢？
To be honest, I really wouldn't know. It's really like, I think he was so, like, angry and also, like, this is written from the perspective of Martha, so she couldn't really understand what he was saying too. So, I think Miss Martha heard Tausendtonfer, but, like, probably would not, that would not be a thing in German.
他的意思呢，就是说简直就是那五雷轰顶、
yeah.
就是天灾人祸呀 horrible
yeah, just a very bad word. The young man tried to draw him away.
然后这个年轻人呢就在试着呀要把他拉开啊，把他 draw him away 把他拉走就让他别在这个地方啊，大声的斥骂了
I will not go
这个我们能看懂 I will not go肯定是 I will not go 的意思
yeah, yeah.
大概是
The W is for Germans pretty difficult to pronounce in the way that English people pronounce them So they say a V instead of the W
哦说德国人把这个 W 的音发成 V、
yeah.
我不走 He said angrily
You have ruined it
You have 用的是 H-A-F可能也就是 you have,、
yeah.
H-A-V-E 的意思。
That's often how they say too, like have.、
嗯、你把它毁了。You've ruined it. 你把它毁了。
He cried, his blue eyes blazing behind his spectacles.、
啊、你看这个作者一直以来都在描写这位绅士的眼睛。
Yeah, he's very descriptive. He really like illustrates the whole like looks of the guy because he really wants to show how angry the guy actually is.
一直以来那个 gentle and kindness 的好 shine,
yeah,
shining, 还闪着光的这个眼睛呢，他的这个蓝色的眼睛呢，突然间就变成了 blazing, 哈，放出这个愤怒的火焰 behind his spectacles, 释放出愤怒的火焰在熊熊燃烧。
Yeah.
我们说一个人逼急了的时候，那个眼里都是在
Yeah, like then it's, the face is on fire, like it's really like steam comes out of his ears and he's like beaming his eyes, like.
人在生气的时候他的五官都会变化面红耳赤。
Yeah.
然后眼放什么什么光。
I will tell you, you was for mending some old cat.
好我要告诉你我要告诉你你就是个虽然我们不懂的意思是什么什么叫做 was for mending some,但是我们能够猜得出 old cat, 大概就是形容某种人是个老怪物或者是什么的。
Yeah. To be honest, like what I assume is that he meant meddlesome instead of meddlesome, because that's what German people usually do. They, when it's, edel, like in the end, then they say ding.So, meddlesome becomes meddlesome.
啊，其实就是 meddlesome, 多管闲事的。你这个多管闲事的老巫婆。
Yeah, if someone,
骂了一下。
Yeah, if someone is meddlesome, they are like involving themselves in situations they actually have nothing to do with. Like, they don't stick to their own affairs. They always are meddling with other people's business.
这位玛莎女士此时此刻天都要塌了。
Yeah. Miss Martha.Leaned weakly against the shelves,
瘫倒在货架上。
The young man took the other by the collar.
年轻人是紧紧抓住这个画家的这个衣领哈领子。
Come on, he said, you've said enough.
就这样吧，你说的够多了。
He dragged the angry customer out at the door to the sidewalk.
他把这位愤怒的顾客从店里拖到了门外的人行道上。
And then came back.
然后又回到了店里。
Guess you ought to be told, ma'am, he said.
好 ,ma'am, 就是女士的一个尊称哈。女士我觉得您应该知道这个事情的真相。You ought to be told.
What this row is about.
What this row? 这是这个事情啊这个吵闹到底是关于什么的。
Yeah, this whole disagreement, this whole argument. That's Bloomberger.
那个人名字叫做布隆伯格。
He's an architectural draftsman.
哦他是一位啊。建筑的绘图员 architectural draftsman.
Yeah, that is someone who draws pictures of buildings or like other things that are supposed to be built at some point in time in a city or village. Just like, you know, a designer basically of buildings.
倒也算是画家哈，也跟 painting 有关系。
Yeah, it's a little bit like an artist, but it's more, I think it involves more math. I work in the same office with him.
我们在同一个办公室工作。
He's been working hard for 3 months drawing a plan for a new city hall.
哦，他为这个 new city hall, 新市政厅的这个平面图啊，已经连续努力工作三个月了。
It was a prize competition.
哦，这是一个要参大奖的一个评选。
You know,A draftsman always makes his drawing in pencil first.
你也知道，一个绘图员总是啊，用他的铅笔来绘图，对不对？ Drawing in pencil first.
When it's done, he rubs out the pencil lines with handfuls of stale breadcrumbs.
好，当绘完图纸以后呢，他会 rubs out, 擦去铅笔线条 pencil lines, 用着那个 handful of, 一把陈面包屑 crumbs 面包屑来擦掉线条、哦、原来是用来擦线条用的
yeah, So he never ate the stale bread He actually just made it into crumbs And used the crumbs to wipe out the pencil lines Because that is like what actually is better than India rubber That is like a thing like an eraser They called that in the past India rubber Because they got it from India And they used it to erasePencil marks.
哦、oh, 因为这样的话是一定是比弹性橡皮擦的效果要好得多。
Yeah, because
不留痕迹。
Steel breadcrumbs, they have a consistency, a texture that like really helps to erase any pencil line. Bloomberger has been buying the bread here.
他就一直啊在您这买面包呢。
Well, today, well, you know, ma'am, that butter isn't, well, Bloomberger's plan isn't good for anything now.
哎，可是现在您知道了吧？这面包里啊，放了黄油了。
Yeah.
布隆伯格的图纸就这样全毁了。
Yeah, you can imagine what happens when you put bread with butter on a paper with a pencil line. So, and you rub. So, like, the paper all gets soggy and, like, stains go everywhere. And, like, the pencil lines, they all, like, fade out. So...He could start all over. He was working for 3 months on this drawing, and now he was just like very passionately, probably like erasing everything, like really like being proud of himself. And suddenly, he saw that his drawing was totally.
其实吧，玛莎夫人，你把爱说出来这种做法，在现实生活中其实没什么问题。九十九个故事，那最后也许它都是一个好故事。就没想到他遇到了这么一个。
Yeah.
这么一个不巧的事儿，你说、哎、
Of course, Miss Martha did not expect this at all. She was really only want to be sweet, but she did not know the details. She did not know, like, his plan, and she did not know what he was doing at all.
她不知道啊，这个事情就是两大勺奶油，你看令设计师的心血之作变成一张废纸了。那玛莎的一个浪漫情怀结果在现实里又受挫了本来是美好的心意这下弄巧成拙了就是这个短语 Sometimes kindness backfires
Yeah
Kindness 会后院起火
Just like in this story Like kindness only is not enough Maybe it would have been better if Martha would know some more details about the artist Like just askingWhy do you every day buy only stale bread? Don't you want to eat it?
对，哪怕你去问一下别人，是吧？
Yeah.
你每天为什么拿这个来用什么？哪怕你了解多一些，你看，这下深受其害的男士眼中，他不是天使了，他成了一个巫婆了。
On the other hand, I feel sorry for Martha. I mean, she was very spontaneous in, like, her gesture, I think. And I think many people nowadays, they never do, like, a spontaneous action to show any affection to someone they like or find interesting because they're afraid that the other person will not like that, the other person has, like, something to do or the other person is totally not interested in your, like...Yeah, that is such a shame because then you miss out. So she did take her chance at least.
哎，但是她也不能不好问，因为她要照顾到别人的 pride of the artist.
Yeah,
她也不好问她说你干嘛每天就买这两个面包啊？她也是照顾到别人的这个
yeah
感觉的。
She does like fill in too much for him. Like he probably wouldn't is not a very poor artist or like anything. He's just wearing his working clothes and he probably dines in the finest places. So,
其实生活中啊，我们多多少少大家都是这样的人。所以欧亨利他这个作品他写的就很生活，很接地气，就是真实的人。就是我们又是可爱的，但是又是能给别人带来麻烦的。
Yeah.
我们又会关心别人，但是又会按自己的心意呢去揣测别人的境遇啊，揣测别人说话是什么意思啊，所以因此而做出一些不合时宜的行为。
Yeah, but of course, 9 out of 10 times, then someone will really appreciate that little gesture you make for him or her, just to make his or her day like a little bit better, right?
对，有人说了 ，Martha 小姐做错什么了呢？她没做错什么，是不是
？Yeah.
你十个人给九个人，九个人还会感谢他呢
，Yeah，
但有人又说他做错了，所以这就不好说。
It's hard to say if she was really wrong in doing what she did.
哎呀，所以这种爱和善意有时候也会做错事情。
I really want to
完全对。
I really want to eat bread and butter now, don't you?
我觉得我们真的要从生活中长一些姿势，学到一些教训。爱和善意有时候也不完全都是做好事。有就怎么1%的机会就能赶上做一件坏事你说谁也不想这样啊是不是
Yeah, nobody can think that this would actually happen, but there is a chance always.
哎呀这种戛然而止的爱情的失落让大家都沉浸在对玛莎小姐一腔热情当成驴肝肺的惋惜当中啊所以但是我们看看她的整篇的篇章描写还是充满了 humor,、
yeah.
平时中略带着幽默的一些 描写。
It's a very good story because it really blends like everything. I think, yeah, sense of humor, that's for sure. And like also a very romantic aspect and just the whole thoughts and reasoning of a nice, sweet old lady who is a little bit old but also lonely and like...She just wants to help out. So, yeah, it's a very, very beautiful written article. Mm. And, like, I now, like, believe why, like, Henry O is so famous.
嗯，好了，今天的故事呢，就到这里。接下来又让大家留给大家细细的回味了。
Yeah.
每篇每文呢，都能带给你一些心灵的启示。好，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
谢谢大家。
下次见。